Hello and welcome to the Living Strong Ministries podcast.
Corey, open this door right now.
Go away. This is my space. Go away, Dad.
Corey, you've been in there for over 13 days. Aunt Edna's been here for a week and you haven't even said hello.
Go away. This is my space. I'm in my space.
Son, come out. Come on, you haven't taken a shower, you haven't brushed your teeth in 13 days. My goodness, what's that smell? Corey, how are you using the bathroom?
I don't know. Go away.
Yes, the world has locked themselves behind closed doors, spending much of their time on MySpace, developing relationships with voiceless, faceless megabytes, hoping to gather as many friends as possible, friends they may never see, friends that will never be there for them, and friends that can, at the push of a button, delete each other for absolutely no reason at all. Yes, we've closed the doors to our rooms, locking the world out to spend time discussing our problems with megabytes, listening to advice from satellite TV, panting, searching, and hoping to find somebody, something, somewhere to help us. Stop! No, not the music. Listen, the book of Matthew, Jesus tells us that he desires for us to go into our room, close our doors, and pray where he can have fellowship with us. Have you not realized that the world has filled your space with its temporary remedies to happiness? The place that was to be set aside for you and the Lord has been replaced. The closet you used to pray in, the Bible you used to read, it's all been replaced, while the God of the universe stands outside the door with one request: to invade your space and fulfill your life. I encourage you, shut off the computer, go into your room, and spend some time with God. He truly wants to be your friend forever. My name is Joe Prainito with Living Strong Ministries, encouraging you to live strong. Visit our website at www.joeprainito.com. That's www.joeprainito.com.